Medicare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
U.S. economic growth slowed in the final part of 2018, but it was still a good year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes breaks it down.
The best measure of economic performance, the GDP, posted a gain of just 2.2% in the year's fourth quarter. That final reading was in line with expectations of economists surveyed before the number came out. It was down from the previous estimate of 2.6%. It leaves full-year growth at 2.9%. But all in all, 2018 was the best year for the economy since 2015.
No winner has come forward yet in Wisconsin to claim the second highest all-time Powerball jackpot of over $768 million.
This is the 17th win for Powerball in Wisconsin, which makes Powerball the sixth winningest state in Powerball history.
Wisconsin Lottery Director Cindy Polzin. Now, Polzin also said the most important thing for the winner to do is sign the back of the ticket, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Attorney General William Barr says that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report found no evidence of collusion or conspiracy from the Trump campaign and the Russians back in the 2016 presidential election. Democrats and many Americans are still hoping to see the full report, to which Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News, let's open the whole report up and let everyone take a look.
I would declassify all the documents pertaining to the FBI and its involvement in the 2016 election. Let the chips fall where they may. Then, after the American people saw them, and the Congress, I'd turn to my Democratic friends and I'd say, folk, here are the facts. Okay, now it's over. Everybody knows what happened. Let's move forward. The ball's in your court. Now, if the Democrats don't want to do that, if they want to act, no disrespect, I say this gently, like a bunch of meatheads, and keep trying to beat this thing to death, then I can assure you on the Republican side, there's going to be a response to that.
The Vatican is setting the record straight about a ring-kissing mystery, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Video of the Pope pulling his hand away a few days ago as lines of people were waiting to kiss his ring went viral and led to a lot of late-night TV jokes as well. But now a Vatican spokesman says His Holiness was pulling his hand away for fear of spreading germs, not because he was afraid of catching something himself. The tradition of kissing the ring of the Pope does date back centuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I know. I know the world's going to end in 12 years. The world's going to end in 12 years. Mr. Markowski, we've got to take a shot, got to do a new Green Deal, we've got to spend all this money. The world is going to end. I get it. Yeah, you have stories like this. I'm going to read to you something here, people. Pay attention. Senior UN environmental official says, entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed within the next 12 years. Coastal flooding, crop failures would create an exodus of eco-refugees. This would threaten political chaos. Governments have a window of opportunity to solve this greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. As the warming melts polar ice caps, ocean levels will rise by up to 3 feet, enough to cover the Maldives and other flat island nations. Coastal regions will be inundated. 1/6 of Bangladesh could be flooded, displacing 1/4 of its 90 million people. 1/5 of Egypt's arable land in the Nile Delta would be flooded, cutting off its food supply. Ecological refugees will become a major concern. And what's worse is you may find that people can move to drier ground, but the soils and the natural resources may not support life. Africa doesn't have to worry about land, but would you want to live in the Sahara? They're saying it could cost the United States billions to protect its East Coast alone. And I can go on and on and on. This article is 3 pages long. What I failed to tell you about this article, I want you to pay attention right now. This article that I read you is from June 28th, 1989. June 28th, 1989. It's almost as if the media has, and these eco groups have some sort of Microsoft Word template where they come in and they just change stuff, change the years. At the beginning when I said the senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed within 12 years, in the article it said by the year 2000. All of the things that they said in this column were supposed to have happened 19 years ago. Same thing. Again and again and again. Do you people out there really think that if we go out and spend $100 trillion on this new Green Deal, that it's going to change a damn thing? Hey, Barack Obama thought he'd spend $1 trillion, and he thought he was going to fix stuff. Thought the Paris Climate Accord was going to do something. Yeah, we left it, and we're doing better than the rest of the world as far as our CO2 emissions are concerned. People, all I ask you to do is to open your mind and think. Think. Read. Put our lives on the planet. Put things into proper perspective. One thing that I have learned, and I wish people would understand, and I've said it again and again and again, you're constantly being lied to within the news. They push an agenda. Conventional wisdom is poisonous. Anyway, I got to move on. I thought I'd have a little fun with that today. I had that. It was an AP story again from
June 28th, 1989. I'm going to talk about something here, and again, this is going to shock a lot of people. It's going to shock a lot of people. But I'm a problem solver. I don't like just talking about things. I don't like talking about things, and when I come to the realization that, you know what, we're getting nowhere. We're not going to be able to fix a problem a certain way. I like to go in the opposite direction. Oftentimes here on the program, you know how I explain it? Is that you've got to go with the terrain. You can't. You can't lie to yourself about what is actually going on. And too many people in this country are lying to themselves about what is really going on when it comes to immigration. Yeah, and this is going to be a bombshell I'm dropping on the Watchdog on Wall Street audience today. I honestly do not believe, I'll tell you right now, I do not believe that Donald Trump was ever really serious about border control. I don't believe. If he was really serious about border control, he would have signed the executive orders that he promised to sign, doing away with anchor babies, stopping with the whole catch-and-release program, promised he was going to do that stuff, didn't do it. The first thing he did with immigration was ridiculous, the whole travel ban. That basically, here you go, here's nothing. And what we have going on today, these are facts, people, they're facts. We have catch and release. Border detention centers are full, and guess what? They just emptied them out. I'm getting reports from all over the South. I've got stations all over. They're just dropping people off at bus stations, Greyhound stations. Churches all over the South are having to deal with all of these migrants because they're just letting them go. We're not, people that have actually been ordered to be deported are not being deported. It's not being enforced. The situation is worse now than I've ever seen it. A hell of a lot worse than it was under the Obama administration. And the reality of the situation is that people know. The people in Central America know. They know exactly what the deal is. And they're going to keep coming. It was sad. This past week, I watched a video. I get them all the time. People around the country send them to me. There's a video of it was at a beach, California, between Mexico and California, and the metal wall there was rusted. And someone might think that might be a problem near the ocean, salt water. It was just broken open, no problem whatsoever. And what you did was you saw streams of illegals from Central America go through the wall. And on the other side, you had a couple of Border Patrol SUVs there on the beach watching. And then you saw what was basically what it looked like, because they had a drone filming this thing. What it looked like was a game of tag. Like we would have on the playground back when we were in elementary school. A game of tag. Except nobody was chasing. It was just everybody running. What is the Border Patrol supposed to do? What are they going to, they're going to pull their guns? But you think that the migrants know that they're not going to shoot? And what are they going to do? They're going to go on horse. I made this point this past week. They're going to go on horseback like in the original Planet of the Apes, like the original Planet of the Apes with the net when they were rounding up the human beings there? No, they're not going to do that. The border control agents, are they going to tackle? They're going to tackle the pregnant lady jogging across the beach trying to get away? No. They're going to do nothing. Nothing. Each and every one of them got away. we're not going to enforce any border. We're not going to stop anyone. We don't have detention centers. The ICE union is livid with the Trump administration. They supported the Trump administration. They're livid with them. They're embarrassed. They actually serve as chauffeurs and open doors when they release people into the country at various different places. We stop detaining, by the way, but in case you didn't hear this, families that come across the border. We're not even stopping. We're not even detaining them anymore. You get a letter saying, please return at such and such a date. Like that's going to happen. Again, I'm not here to depress people. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm here to tell you the way it is. It is what it is. This is the terrain. Whether you believe that Trump had any interest in putting a stop to it, again, I mentioned this before. I didn't believe for 1 second that we were going to get a wall built and that Mexico was going to build it. I knew that that was a big line of BS that the Trump was using to get himself elected. Okay? I'm sorry, you couldn't figure that one out? Please. No wall's going to, no big, beautiful wall is going to be built. Hey, you know, maybe we'll build a wall after everybody gets in because they're going to keep coming. So what do we do? Okay, we got to solve the problem, right? I don't know. I basically said I'm waving a white flag. I'm waving a white flag. We're not going to stop them. We're not going to enforce E-Verify. So why even pretend like we are? Why spend the money? Why waste money? We're flushing money down the toilet. The entire thing. Why bother? I don't know, maybe try something else. Maybe just say, you know what? You know what? You can come in. Open it up. Open it up. Do an Ellis Island type of thing. Let's start processing people when they come in and just let them all in. Start setting up programs where we can start teaching people English. I would cut off all financial aid to all these various different countries, cut off all of our dues to the United Nations, and refocus those funds to doing something. People, what do you want me to say? And listen, I love it. You want to email me? You want to question me? You want to debate me on this? Feel free. If you have any other ideas, let me know. But what I'm telling you is, it's getting worse instead of better, and nothing is being done. So maybe, just maybe, I don't know, you might want to try to do something about the problem now that as we have it. Because, again, this is the terrain. These are the facts. This is the reality. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. But I suggest we start dealing with it. Start dealing with it. Border's not going to be shut. We're not going to be deporting anybody. We're not going to be detaining anybody. All of this stuff is not going to happen. So then what? Let's establish that. You may have wanted that to happen. We may want that to happen, but it's not going to. It's not going to. If it was going to happen, it would have happened already. So let's deal with the terrain. Throwing some ideas out there, people. I know it's a change of direction, but I don't see any choice. And I love getting emails from our listeners all across the country. Do you have any better ideas? Let me know. I'm all ears. Anyway, okay, it's people's part. People get attached to politicians, and I've said it. There's I talked about the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, big business, the politicians. Mainstream media, they want the immigrants. They want the cheap labor. I don't think you fully understand how powerful that group is. I think Trump understands it too, because he caved. He caved. He didn't do anything. If he even agreed with it in the first place. Again, I know Ivanka and Jared don't. Ivanka and Jared, they want open borders. Anyway, Again, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. An Air Force bomb disposal unit blew up dozens of damaged projectiles along a rural Montana highway and recovered hundreds more after a truck hauling Navy weapons was in a crash last month, military officials said. The crash involving the military truck and two commercial trucks happened in severe winter conditions on U.S. Highway 212 in southeastern Montana. The truck was carrying a shipment of U.S. Navy-owned military munitions and traveling after dark in blowing snow along a snow-covered roadway surrounded by ranch land, military, and Montana Highway Patrol officials said. The crash happened on a hill crest near a curve when one truck crossed over the center line of the highway and struck another truck heading in the opposite direction. A third truck then crashed into the first two and ended up in a ditch. No injuries or property damage were reported. Thank you, Air Force EOD guys, for a job well done. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with a Colonel.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I know. I might as well allocate extra hours this week. I'm going to have to get up 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning every day just to be answering the emails because I know I'm going to hear it from people. I know. You know, I ask people, I'll respond and I'll write to you. Just don't start calling me names and saying, if you have some ideas, I'm all ears. I'm all ears. Just because you don't like what someone says doesn't make it not true. Everything that I've shared with you here on the program is factual when it comes to immigration, where we're at. It's worse now than ever. The Border Patrol will tell you. ICE will tell you. We're not doing anything. Nothing. So what then is the point? Do you think that a few more miles of wall, none of which has been built, even though Trump has been telling us that a wall is being built. It's not. What's the point anymore? Anyway, change directions a little bit here. Talk a little bit about this. California Representative Devin Nunes filed a lawsuit against Twitter claiming the social media site has shadow banned conservatives. He has accused Twitter of publishing defamatory content, including from a handle that purported to be Nunes' own mother. The suit accuses Twitter of knowingly hosting and monetizing content that is clearly abusive, hateful, and defamatory, thereby facilitating defamation on its platform. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Twitter even admitted shadow banning a Lisa Page tweet by the Federalist co-founder to keep people safe. Again, you can get banned from social media for saying facts. I know radio show hosts got banned for basically giving the line that we've done here on the program. That was by the kid in the Kindergarten Cop movie, where he tells Arnold Schwarzenegger that boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. That was basically the thing that was put up on Facebook, and he was banned for a period of time because that's offensive. Wow. Biology has now become offensive. Math can be offensive. Anything can be offensive, which is the problem. Again, you can't live in a country, you can't live in a free country and expect not at some point in time for something to bother you or to be offended. That's just, it's a part of living here. Okay? It's a part of living here. If you're going to get offended when you read something or go on to social media, something might bother you, might not like what somebody has to say, I don't give a damn. Don't go on. Don't read it. You don't have to. No one's forcing you to. I'm sure you can go in various, you could probably structure your social media to be in a various different group where you can get nothing but you want to hear. You can be a little snowflake and be protected in your little safe space. But the United States of America is not a safe space. It's not. You live in a country where free speech is supposed to reign, where it used to, where it does no longer. Political correctness continues to rear its ugly head. This, my friends, is one of the problems that we have right now with social media, and it's a conversation that we have to have as a country. How do we go about handling it when social media has become a major source of communication? We're going to take a quick break and discuss what might happen with these companies and their stocks. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Also, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement. I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you
are. You just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity to respond to. You're going to say we think you ought to allow us to speak of what we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans call for Adam Schiff, the Democrat, to step down as the House Intelligence Committee chairman over his unfounded claims of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump is asking the FBI and Department of Justice to review, in his opinion, the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. He also calls it an embarrassment to our nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
In America, too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend, too.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Listen, I'll give you an example. There's a story from this past week from my household. We've officially entered the silly season. Silly season when it comes to, well, the Markowski household, the kids. Lacrosse has started, high school, JV, middle school, and then it goes from that right into the club season over the summer, and we don't finish until the very end of July. So my wife and I are going here, there, and everywhere, running around like crazy. And my daughter plays JV lacrosse, and she's in middle school. And she left her phone in her mother's car, and she couldn't get in contact with the coach because we have to take her high school, even though she's in middle school. And she's getting all nervous and bent out of shape, and she's screaming at me, and she needs my phone. I'm like, why can't you just call? And no. She needs to snap them. Social media, whether you like it or not, social media and texting have become a major way that people communicate. Much like the telephone used to be. You put it to you this way, okay? You can call somebody up on the phone and you'd be your buddy and you can swear like a sailor. Say whatever you want. The phone company's not going to do a darn thing. Phone company's not going to listen in and censor you. Well, social media has become a means of communication. And yet they feel that they should be censoring content. No, they shouldn't. That has to stop because they can't do it. Artificial intelligence can't do it. Artificial intelligence didn't pick up the censor the way they should have censored the live streaming of the god-awful, disgusting terror attack that took place in New Zealand. You can't do it. So let it go. Let it go. You want to temper a lot of the nasty comments that are out there? You want to temper it? You do away with anonymity when it comes to social media. You have to prove who you are. Again, I happen to be in the free speech business. Okay? Meaning this, I may despise neo-Nazis. I may despise neo-Nazis and skinheads. But if the neo-Nazis and skinhead groups, wherever they may be, if they want to go down to the town and they apply for a permit to hold some sort of rally in a town park, just like, I don't know, the Save the Owls group might want to do, they have the right to do so. They have the right. You have no freedom from being offended here in this country. I've made suggestions to people. You know, when people, and again, people who engage others in social media, I don't. I refuse to engage anyone. I don't think it is a good forum. I especially will not engage people who have some ridiculous name. They're anonymous. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to engage anybody who's being nasty, who doesn't want to debate in a Socratic fashion. So you can block all of this stuff out, people. You have to, okay? You have to, because let me tell you something. You want to give up? You want corporations? You want the government to decide what you can say and what you can't say? That's a pretty scary, slippery slope, my friends. Anyway, got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities.
Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hey, Char, welcome back. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. A story this past week in regards to the Fed, and the Fed saying that they feel that the growth, GDP growth in the United States, is going to be a little bit more muted. I think they were, what were they predicting, 2.1, 2.2%? I can't remember exactly. They're giving their best guess. One company I like to look at as terms of a bellwether, almost like a canary in the coal mine when it comes to the global economy, is FedEx. How's business going for FedEx? And, well, FedEx, international business, not so good. Not so good. And they're warning that the whole globe is slowing down. It is. Again, we can talk at great length about a lot of the bull excrement numbers that happen to come out of China and many of the issues that they have there. Again, you got bond defaults at records right now. Records. Talked about real estate in China. 22% of the real estate in Chinese, the major cities in China, is vacant. Europe. Europe cannot get out of its own way. ECB continues to stimulate, and it's not doing much of anything. We are in the driver's seat. And it's different than the way it used to be. Again, we're not politically correct here on the program. Back during the Obama administration, I used to say that we are the tallest midget in the room when it comes to the global economy. We're not small. We're growing. We're growing. And you take a look at the jobs numbers and the type of wage growth that we're seeing and how impressive that is. That's going to allow us to hopefully sustain growth moving forward. Again, I mentioned the fact that I can't ever remember the numbers being like this. I can't. Where you've got 1 million job openings over the amount of people that are looking for work. That's incredible. So it'd be great. It would. I'm hoping. And anybody out there saying, you know what, let's get this some damn trade deal done. It is one of the more aggravating things that I deal with every day. It's the stupid statements coming from the Trump administration in regards to trade deal. Oh, we're real close. Oh, we're not so close. Oh, we're close. We're not so close. You know, was that commercial that they did with the old guy with the fishing stuff with the dollar bill on the string? Oh, you almost got it there. Oh, you almost got it. Yeah, sure. Just don't say anything. Zip it. Zip it. Say nothing. Cumbo, Lighthizer, I don't care. Trump, whoever it may be. Navarro, don't say anything until you get it done. Anyway, quickly on this story. This is a big, fat, see, I told you so moment. You remember when, this is going back, okay? This is going back to when Verizon, this is back in 2015, Verizon says they're going to step in and they're going to buy Yahoo and AOL. And why would you do that? AOL? Do they still hand out CDs there or put them in the mail to try to get people to sign up for their online service? When was the last time anybody used AOL? I know that there's still some dinosaurs out there that have @AOL emails. But seriously, why in the world would Verizon do that? Yahoo? Yahoo! Why? And I explained why. I gave my belief why. Well, again, people, the corporate world is a place. It's a place where, well, they all know one another. I've often talked about the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. Their kids go to the same schools. They're members of the same club. And guess what? They help each other out. I will get into it a little bit further and tell you exactly why Verizon spent that type of money. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning. morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the one, the only Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. Let me try to explain this. Okay. I see that this has taken place back in 2015. And we said here on the program, I said either AOL and Yahoo have some sort of compromising pictures of the CEO of Verizon, or they pulled something off like Michael Corleone did with Senator Geary in Godfather 2. I don't know. Either that or the CEO of Verizon lost a bet, possessed by some sort of demon, a la Supernatural. Or the more plausible thing is that he's hooking up his buddies. In today's day and age, and this is the problem with Wall Street today, is that so many shares are owned by big mutual funds, ETFs, and they vote on a lot of these various different issues, and people don't really pay attention. They just kind of side with the executives of a company. You got a huge company like Verizon that has got incredible cash flow and the ability to go out and raise assets and spend money like there's no tomorrow, allows them to do all sorts of funky things, even like spending billions upon billions of dollars on useless assets like AOL and Yahoo. And I mentioned here on the program, I said the reason being is they're helping out their buddies. Verizon, again, this is 4 years, less than 4 years. Less than 4 years, Verizon is already writing down half the value of both AOL and Verizon. Half the value. But guess what? Tim Armstrong, the former AOL boss, he's getting his $60 million as he leaves the company. Marissa Meyer got her money. All the other executives at the top, they got paid. They made an absolute fortune. And guess what? Everybody's happy. Everybody can hang out with each other at the yacht club on the weekend. It's unfortunate. But it's pretty screwed up. But in many ways, that's just how business works. We talk about how incestuous corporate America has become. I'm sitting on your board. You sit on my board. You vote for my raise, I'll vote for your raise. Oh, and let's throw in a couple useless politicians to try to make us look good on our boards. They'll do whatever we tell them to do. They don't know a damn thing. It's how the system works. You get in, hey, you're good to go. You're good to go. No matter how much of a screw-up you may be, doesn't matter what type of catastrophe you might be involved with, you're going to be taken care of. I mean, even look at a guy, we mentioned this before. Take a guy like John Corzine. John Corzine, one of the heads of Goldman Sachs for a while, then becomes a U.S. senator, then becomes New Jersey governor, then loses. So then he goes back and he works for a huge investment company, MF Global. MF Global is one of the largest commodity brokers in the world. He blows the entire thing up. Had nothing to do with the financial crisis. Had everything to do with him. He decided to put at risk the entire firm's money for one stupid trade that he believed in. He blew up the entire firm. It was one of the largest bankruptcies of the entire financial crisis, and it had nothing to do with the financial crisis. Think John Corzine had a difficult time getting another job on Wall Street? Think he had a difficult time calling up a few people and raising money from pension funds in various different places so he could start another hedge fund? No. No. Not at all. Not at all. It is. It's a pretty interesting place. The swamp, the establishment, the watchdog on Wall Street of evil, Axis of Evil. Once you're there, you can stay. The things that you can get away with are extraordinary. I spoke during my weekday show on this on a couple occasions. Jeffrey Epstein, the guy with the Lolita Express, abusing young girls down in Florida, and how he got off. Again, I don't even understand how he's still breathing, quite honestly. Because if it happened to my daughter or anybody that I knew, you'd go missing, my friend. I mean, just the guy's pure evil. Pure, unadulterated evil. Yet he got off. And one of the prosecutors in the case actually works within the Trump administration. Bill Clinton used to fly around with the guy in his airplane. He had his own little island where he would abuse girls down in the Caribbean. I mean, it's gross. Harvey Weinstein. Anybody think anything going to happen to him? Oh, sure. He's been publicly shamed. Does anybody think everything is ever going to happen to that guy? No. No. Again, he just gave way too much money to the right people over the years. There is. There's, and again, it's one of the things that we try to explain to people here on the program. And once you understand it and you learn, you can. It helps protect you. Help protect your finances. You understand how the world works. And how these people do not have your best interest at heart. They never do. They'll tell you. But they don't care about you. They're not interested in you. Today on the program, we talked about too big to fail. Was that about the American people? Was repealing Glass-Steagall, was that about helping the American people? Was about doing the right thing by the American people, by small businesses, by mid-sized businesses? No. No, never is. Anyway, hey, you know what? Again, it's the terrain, people. It is. We explain it to you. We get it out to you. What you do with this information, that's up to you. Okay? But we're always here to help you out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our website. Get there. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is repeating his call for the Democratic chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, to resign.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust them.
While talking to reporters today on Capitol Hill, though, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended Schiff. President Trump is set to visit Grand Rapids, Michigan today for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. This will be the president's first trip to Western Michigan since he was sworn into office and his first public comments at a campaign-style rally since the Robert Mueller report came out over the weekend. This Trump supporter tells WOOD-TV he's excited to see the president.
I like traveling around to see where President Trump goes. It's always a great time meeting great people. I left right after work at about 11 p.m. and haven't slept since yesterday morning.
This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com.